We're going to read verse 15 and 16, and I want to speak tonight on we need not forget. We need not forget. You know, we're forgetful people. We're very forgetful. I was on the phone with a man one day, and I was just talking, and he said, "Are you going to be on your way?" I said, "As soon as I can find my cell phone, I'm on my way." And Brandy said, "BJ," and I said, "What is it, baby? I'm looking for my phone." She said, "It's in your hand." And I thought, man, how soon I am to forget. And you do too, right? We all do that. We forget. And one thing we're so quick to forget is the goodness of God. We're soon to forget the goodness of God. He'll be good to us on Sunday. Go to work on Monday and you wonder where he's at. I'm soon to forget the goodness of God. But I want to show you tonight four things that we see that we need not to forget in our lives because it's very important. Romans chapter number 15 and verse number 15. I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's Word. Romans 15 and 15, the Bible says, "Nevertheless, brethren, I have written the more boldly unto you in some sort, as putting you in mind." There it is, that we need not forget. "Putting you in mind because of the grace that is given to me of God, that I should be the minister of Jesus Christ to the Gentiles, ministering the gospel of God, that the offering up of the Gentiles might be acceptable, being sanctified by the Holy Ghost." Father, I love you and I thank you tonight, Lord, for the freedom that's in this place tonight. Lord God, there's been prayer requests lifted up all over this place. Father, I pray tonight that you would touch each and every one of them. Lord God, tonight I pray you be with the ones that's going to have eye surgery. Father, Miss Teresa, Lord, I lift her up to you. Father, I pray for the ones that has cancer treatments and that's going to be going back for checkups. Lord, I pray right now that you remove that tumor that Brother Joey was talking about. Lord God, tonight I pray you just do a mighty work, Lord. Lord God, I pray tonight for our church. I pray tonight for Baby Landry, Lord God. There's so much going on, but I know that you're on the throne, and that's all that matters. Lord, I pray tonight that we need not forget, Father, how good you've been to us. Lord God, how you answer prayers, and you're still on the phone. On the phone. Whoa, glory, yes. You're still on the phone. Yes, Lord. Hey, we can call you up anytime, Father, and right there you are, and I thank you for that tonight. Lord, if they wanted here tonight that's lost, Lord, I pray they call you up, and I pray you call them up, Father. Lord God, I pray heaven would come down. Lord God, I pray we be not soon to forget how good you are to us. Father, I pray tonight, Father, Lord God, for our church family once again. Lord, bless us and strengthen us. Let us be about your business when you come to rapture your church home. Lord, let us not be lazy. Let us not be weary. Let us be what you've called us to be. Father, I love you and I thank you. Guard my throat and guard my thoughts. Let it be all about you in Jesus' most holy, precious name. All of God's people say it. Amen. You may be seated tonight. We need not forget. When Paul wrote here about putting the Romans in remembrance of God here, and you look here in the text, he says, "Nevertheless, brethren," he said, "I've got something else to say to you." And Paul, when he wrote the book of Romans, here's what he said. He said, "I have written the more boldly." He said, "I've written this book of Romans that you might know that who God is and what He does in your life." Look what he says here. "I've written the more boldly unto you in some sort." He said, "I've covered a lot of information in these 15 chapters leading up, but there's a lot of information that you need to get." He said, "But as putting you in mind." And I want you to think about that tonight. As putting you in mind, he wanted them to remember because they and us too are so easy to forget what we have been taught and what we have been told in the Scriptures. We're so easily forgotten what God has done in our life and what He'll continue to do. And tonight I want to look at four areas in the Word of God tonight that we need not forget. If you'll turn with me tonight to Ecclesiastes, and we're talking about that He put them in remembrance. If you'll turn tonight to Ecclesiastes chapter number 12 and verse number 1, I want to look there first tonight in what the Bible says. And I'm glad the youth is out with us tonight because I didn't know that leading up when I was studying this. But I want you to know tonight, He says tonight in Ecclesiastes chapter number 12 and verse number 1, we need not forget God. Hey, we need not forget God and what He's done in our life. Look what He says tonight in verse number 1 of Ecclesiastes chapter number 12. Solomon said, "Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth." Tonight, if I could tell you anything, he says tonight to remember thy Creator in the days of thy youth. And you say, why is it important that I remember God in my youth? Tonight, if you remember Him in your youth, that is the most important years of your life. You know, kids, they go to school and they learn and the teachers teachers teach them and they learn a lot of things and they soak up a lot. But I want you to know tonight, as a child tonight, and we come to our Lord and Savior at a young age, we see kids not make the mistakes that we as adults did when we come to Him in the later years. Friends, tonight, I want you to know tonight, every year that you serve our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, it gets sweeter and sweeter. Amen? It gets sweeter and sweeter as you serve Him. He says tonight, remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth. You say, what's important of that? Look what he says in the text. When we remember Him and we don't forget God in our youth, look what he says here. While the evil days come not, we remember Him in our youth because that's the innocence of our life. You know what, kids? You can look on them, little babies and little kids as they grow up, how innocent they are, how they don't really know a whole lot. They don't know the depths of sin. And I want you to know tonight, he can be a five-year-old, she can be a five-year-old, and the Holy Ghost can convict them just like he can a 55-year-old. You know what? Tonight, the Spirit of God, he can convict an individual. And tonight he says we must not forget God. We must remember God, and we must do that in our youth tonight. He says this, remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. You know, as you get older and you talk to people about Jesus Christ, as they get older and that individual gets older in their life, you know what they do? That heart gets harder, and it gets harder. Why? Because they've seen life, and they've seen life come at them, and they've seen stuff that come their way, that, and then they get questioning God. Is God really there? I got good news tonight. God's there, and He'll always be there. Amen? Hey, tonight He's always there. He's on the throne tonight. He's looking down on you tonight, and He's looking down on me tonight. And one thing He's telling me in my life, you must not forget that I am God. Amen? Whoa, glory, that I'm God tonight. Friends, tonight as we get in this book and we understand tonight that tenderness of that young child tonight, He said, remember thy Creator in the days of thy youth. There's so much that we can remember in our life, but the greatest thing to remember is God is God. Amen? God is God. I want you to think about this tonight. Think about everything that you've remembered from your youth. That's a lot, ain't it? Think about what all you've got to remember in a day. Everything that gets thrown your way that you've got to remember and you can't forget, and you've got to have it lined up and you've got to have it took care of. And if you're not careful in the world that we live in, it gets so busy, a lot of times we'll forget that God's even God. And we'll forget that He's on the throne. And that everything that comes to us goes through His hands. He said, I want you to remember thy Creator. He says tonight, if we look back into the text, He says, nevertheless, brethren, I have written the more boldly unto you in some sort, as putting you in mind, because of the grace that is given to me of God. Tonight, He said, that grace that we have tonight, it comes by God. So number one tonight, we need not forget God. We need not forget who God is tonight. But number two tonight, if you'll turn with me to Psalm chapter number 119 tonight, I want to look at this in the Bible. We need not forget the Word of God. Folks, tonight we need not forget God. But we sure don't need to forget the Word of God. That's what feeds us tonight. If you'll turn with me tonight to Psalm chapter 119 tonight, I want to give you this. Psalm 119 in verse number 52 tonight, as we look into the Scripture tonight, I want you to look at this. Psalm 119 in verse number 52, we're talking about we need not to forget and we need to remember tonight. We need to remember what we... Have you ever remembered something you didn't need to remember and forgot what you needed to remember? The other night, Brady said, what's wrong with this diaper? I said, I looked at it, I examined it. There was nothing in it. It's been a long time since y'all had a baby. I examined it, there's nothing in it. It looked good, but it was put on backwards. Hey, 3:30 in the morning, I can't help it. Do the best we can, you know what I mean? But it's put on backwards. And I didn't forget what I was supposed to do, but I didn't do it the way I was supposed to do it. And you say, well, what makes you do it the right way? And when I can remember God, but what's going to make me do it the way He says it is the Word of God. Amen? When I get in this Word of God, it's going to teach me in my life how to live that life. Look what He says tonight, Psalm 119 and verse number 52. He says this, I'm talking about remembering the Word of God. Look what He says, I remembered thy judgments of old. What does that mean? He remembers the judgments of old, the Bible of old time. O Lord, and had comforted myself. Horror had taken hold upon me. Psalm 119:53. Because of the wicked that forsake thy law. Thy statutes have been my songs in the house of my pilgrimage. I have remembered thy name, O Lord, in the night. You said, what's important about memory tonight? Have you ever had old devil come to you in your dreams? Have you ever had a devil come to you at times when you'd be sitting at church and you didn't know why that thought come to your mind? Hey, one minute you're praising God and the next minute you're thinking of something that you shouldn't be thinking of. How am I going to get that off my mind, preacher? How am I going to get that off? We must not forget the Word of God. That's the only thing that will sustain us tonight. Look what he says. I love this. He says, I have remembered thy name, O Lord, in the night and have kept thy law. He said, if there's one thing I need to remember, is the book that I have in my hand tonight. This I had because I kept thy precepts. What is his precepts? His word. I've kept his word. I wouldn't know how to live a Christian life if it wasn't for the word of God. I wouldn't. I would not know how to live my life according. How do I live my life? According to the word of God. I must not forget that in my life as I walk when I remember the Word of God. But look what he says in verse number 57. Thou art my portion, O Lord. I have said that I would keep thy words. So tonight, as we come tonight, we must not forget who God is tonight. And we need not forget the Word of God. All right, I'm going to slow down here and I'm going to bring this down to where we need to be tonight. We understand who God is and we need not to forget Him. We need not to forget Him. You say, how could I forget Him? The atheists don't want to have nothing to do with Him. We need not forget the Word of God, but we need not to forget the work of God at Calvary. So many times we get wrapped up and we forget the work at Calvary. If I ask you a question tonight, as a church, how do we remember the work at Calvary? As a church tonight, how do we collectively and corporately tonight, how as a group, as we come in, how do we remember the work at Calvary? That's through the Lord's Supper. That's through the Lord's Supper. He says tonight, this do, so we don't forget, okay? We even got it plastered in the front of the church on this plaque, on this table. It says, this do what? Well, this do, what we're going to do, what we do this in remembrance of me. In remembrance of who? Of God. What He did on the Calvary. What He did on the cross. You say, well, I thought Jesus went to the cross. Hey, when He died on, listen, when Jesus went to the cross, God is Jesus, Jesus is God, Holy Ghost is God, God is the Holy Ghost. You say, I don't understand it, and I don't either. But I believe it. I believe it tonight. I believe when He sent Jesus to the cross, He took upon sin. And when He died upon that cross, that work on Calvary's cross was the product of what God had to do. He had to send His Son to the cross that we may be set free. And tonight, it was a work of God. He sent Him to that cross. He sent Him that way. You remember what He said there when He was in the garden? He said, Father, if it be Thy will, let this cup pass from me. But if it not be Thy will, let it be done. If it not be Thy will. What did He do? He remembered the work that God wanted Him to do on the cross of Calvary. So tonight, not only do we not forget God, not only do we not forget the Word of God, but we need not never forget the work of God on Calvary. On the cross of Calvary. Never forget the work that He done. Tonight, if you'll turn with me, if you would, to the book tonight, 1 Corinthians tonight, as we turn there, chapter number 11 and verse number 24, we must not forget that tonight. The work of God at Calvary. Man, what a work He did on the cross. Whew, glory to God. 1 Corinthians chapter number 11 tonight, I want to show you this. And as we look tonight, we're talking about we need not to forget. Paul said, I'm putting you in mind of these things. He wrote to the Corinthians. He said, I'm going to put you in mind of this. Friends, tonight, if there's one thing we never ought to get over, and that is the cross of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We shouldn't get over that. We should not never get over the blood. Man, that blood, He said He purchased us with His own blood. Man, that just does something when He purchased with His own blood. 1 Corinthians 11, verse number 24, look what He said. He said, and when He had given thanks, He break it and said, what did He do? When He took it, He said, He break it and said, take, eat, this is My body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of Me. This do in remembrance of Me. The Lord's Supper, it puts us in remembrance of the work of God. What do I remember, preacher? I remember that body that was beaten for me at Calvary. I remember that body that was beaten for me at Calvary. But He says also in verse 25, out of this same manner also He took the cup, and when He had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in My blood. This do ye as oft as you drink it in remembrance of Me. Paul said, I'm going to put you in, there's some things I don't want you to forget. Number one, the body that was beaten for us at Calvary. Number two, the blood that was shed for us when we take the Lord's Supper We picture that at Calvary. I want you to think about this when you take the Lord's Supper. The debt that was paid for us at Calvary. The debt that was paid. Every sin that you've not even committed yet. That's how big God is, okay? So we can't forget God, and we can't forget His Word and His work. The sin that you've not even done yet is already nailed to the cross at Calvary. He died for past sins, present sins, and future sins. Yeah. That's what He did. Well, if He did that, where's the forgiveness when you ask? It's done been nailed to the cross. Man, if you think about that tonight, that debt that's already been paid, it just does something in my life. But the last thing I want to look here on this is we need not forget the work of God at Calvary, the debt that was paid, but we need not forget the Lamb that was slain for us at Calvary. The Lamb that was slain. And you know that Lamb that was slain, I want you to think about this. You couldn't hang Him there, and I couldn't hang Him there. To be a lamb and to sacrifice that lamb, it had to be a personal lamb. That lamb, you had to own the lamb to be able to sacrifice that lamb. When Jesus came and He hung on the cross as the Lamb of God, you know who owned Him? God. That's why He had the authority to put Him on the cross. Tonight, if I never get over that, my fire will always stay lit. There's things that want you to forget that. There's things that want you to get away from that. But tonight, the last thing, I want to show you this. And we're looking back. Things that we must not soon to forget. That we must not be soon to forget. Is we need not forget this right here. God's Spirit. The Holy Ghost. We need, Paul said, I want to put you in remembrance of this. You need not to forget the Holy Ghost. Ask you a question tonight. Does the Holy Ghost talk to you? Yeah. Some, yeah, some, maybe, okay. Don't you think about it tonight? He talks to you. He walks with you. He's what lives inside of you tonight. And when He got here in the text, He said there's some things that we need not forget. And before I do anything, I need to remember that the Holy Ghost goes with me everywhere I go. If I go into the honky-tonk, He don't sit on the outside and me go in. He goes right with me. If I look at porn, He don't look at it over here. He don't sit over here to the side. He does it. If I talk about my brother or sister in Christ, He sits right there and listens to the whole conversation. If I'm cussing up a storm one minute, He's listening to the whole conversation. See, He don't get to sit out here and then sit over here. He's in everything. When you ask Jesus Christ to come into your life and the Holy Ghost comes inside, He goes with you. Well, here, if you ain't careful, you're here. Hey, Lord God, fill me up. Fill us up. Let the Holy Ghost come down with. If you're saved, He's with you. And you be careful tonight not to forget. Wherever you go, oh, glory to God. Oh, whatever you do, He's with you. He's your best friend. You can neglect Him or you can wrap Him up. But I want you to know tonight, He's with you. He'll never leave you. He stays with you no matter where you go. And you know what tonight? You can't hide nothing from Him. He lives inside of you. He dwells inside of you. You know why a believer, when they get under conviction, they leave and they get gone. They don't want to be around nobody. It ain't because of you. It's because of who lives inside of them. They're trying to get away from you. But once you sign the line, son, once you've been washed in the blood of Jesus, you're not getting away from the Holy Ghost. That nitpicker's going to be all over you. He's going to be all over you. When you have a good day, He's going to be with you. When you have a bad day, He's going to be with you. When you have a come apart, He's going to be with you. Listen, Monday night, Sunday night, Monday night, tell me, which one, whatever, Tuesday night. All right, mamas, don't get mad at me. Y'all fix have a come apart. Sister Vanda, she's already ready right now looking at me. She said, I'll fix get him. My mama done told my wife, said, if I'd known that, I'd have wore him out at 4 o'clock in the morning. And we had no sleep. You see this? I know y'all think I've always looked like this, but the last 30 days, it's been rough, son. We asked God for this gift, and He gave us this gift. And listen, I'm telling you, be careful, because you're going to soon to forget what you asked for. You're going to be like, what's going on now? But you asked for it. Lord God, I ask You to get my husband straight. And when he starts getting right and you don't like how he's getting right, remember, you ask God to straighten him out. When you want your kids to do right and they go down a wrong road, but that's getting them to go right, don't get mad at God. Hey, when they go to the depths of hell, but he brings them back, hey, that's just the way it is, amen? Listen to me tonight. Don't forget what you've asked him. You remember he's God. And when you lift that prayer up, he hears it. And according to his word, when you lift it up, he hears that prayer. The work on Calvary, he'll answer that prayer. And then you've got to remember that the Holy Ghost lives inside of you. The other morning, Brother Shea, 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning. I ain't lying to y'all. I ain't never lied to y'all. I'll tell you the truth. 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning, we patted that tail. Is that okay to say in here? We've all done it. Amen. We're patting. And my patter is patted out. My arm, man, I'm going to go to the doctor or something. You hear me? This thing, Brother Mason, this thing killing me. You hear me? I'm 42 years old, man. Ain't been a lot go through this arm, David Barnes. You better get ready to hold that baby. No, but they going to need help. I'm patting that baby. And Brandy had him, and she said, I've done all I can do. Can you please get him for a little while? I said, yeah, baby, get him here. You know what I'm saying? I got that baby up, and I had him. Brother Jim, I'm patting him. And he lets out one of them. Wah! And that's just, I mean, it goes on for like, I don't know, a long time. You say, what does this guy do anything? Don't you forget. There's some things you better not forget. What you ask God for, and he gives it to you. You remember, that's a gift from God. Be careful what you ask for. You make sure tonight when you ask God for it, you don't forget that he gave you that gift. She said, well, you get that. I had that baby in my arms, and I patted. He won't quit. And I said, all right, mamas, y'all fixing to get me. I said, will you please shut up? My wife comes up from my son, you think booger bear's in the house. You hear me? Give me that baby! I said, you're not getting him. We're going to the recliner. So I go to the recliner for 3 hours. I'm patting. And I'm mad. And I'm patting. And as I'm patting, listen to me. God said, you asked for him. Maybe he ain't like you think he should be right now. You've asked for him. Maybe your life, you're born again, washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, and it ain't going the way you thought it should. You thought everything should be put back together perfect, and you think everything, your marriage and your finances and everything should line up, and he don't promise you in that in the book. He don't promise you that. All he's promised you is that your sins will be forgiven and it will be washed as far as the east is from the west. That's what he's promised me. He said, now you wanted this gift, you got it. I'm sitting there patting him out, man, who's wearing me out? Thank you. The Holy Ghost. Why? Because he lives inside. He heard me tell that baby to shut up. That's a word I hate. I can't stand that word. If I tell Brother Harold to shut up, we probably fix him fight. Any man in this room, if you tell him shut up, no man likes that. I mean, that's just like a trigger, son. They're out, Brother Mason. You ain't got a fuse when that word comes out. I'm patting that baby, though, and I'm just asking for forgiveness. And that morning, Brandy gets up, comes in there, and I'm still patting. Kaylee's done going to school. I'm patting. She come in there, and I said, I'm sorry for telling that baby, telling Ryder and you to shut up. She said, oh, you didn't tell me to shut up. I said, yeah, it was under my breath. Listen to me. He'll even get it when it's under your breath. You didn't have to tell her she was sorry for telling her that. He'll even get you when it's under your breath. Holy Ghost, listen to me. I'm trying to tell you that. He'll get you when you're under your breath with it. You ain't even spoken out. He's going to wore you out on it. She didn't know I said it. I had it covered up. I had it hid. But there's one person I couldn't hide it from. That's the Holy Ghost. You see, he knew what I was thinking and he knew what I was doing. So what I'm trying to tell you tonight is you don't make sure you don't forget what you've asked God for. Beautiful wife. Boy, I love her to death. Beautiful baby, beautiful daughter. And my fuse is about like it right there. And I throw out that old hitch. You know what I'm talking about? I got revival this week. I've got to study. I got church tonight. I got things. Like God ain't God and he don't know that. So, preacher, you don't know what's going on. Yeah, I do. You remember, when you don't think you got the time, you don't think you got the patience, you don't think you got all that, you remember God's God. You remember His Word. And all you that are weak and heavy laden, come unto me and I'll give you rest. You remember that tonight. You remember that work that He did on the cross. And if He can take care of your sin, He can take care of your problem. And tonight, the last thing this, you make sure you remember that the Holy Ghost lives inside of you. I'm going to show you this in the last point. If you'll turn with me tonight to John. I've got to show you this before we go. John, chapter number 14, verse number 26. I'm going to share it with you. John 14, 26. And here's how I know He talks to me. Because the Bible tells me He does. John 14, 26, we need not forget God's Spirit, the Holy Ghost. He says, but the Comforter, and this is Jesus talking, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, He shall teach you all things. Number one tonight, I realize when I read that, He's my Comforter. He gives me comfort. I realize tonight, He shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance. He didn't say He'd bring the good things to your remembrance. He didn't say He'd only bring the bad things to your remembrance. But you know what that Holy Ghost do? He'll bring all things to your remembrance. Tonight, if He's brought something to your remembrance tonight that you need to be forgiven for, you make sure you get it. You'll never get over it until it gets under it. Under what? Till it gets under the blood. You'll never get over whatever's going on in your life till it gets under the blood. Let me give you this tonight. Hey, I realize that He's my teacher, He's my comforter, and He is my all in all. He said, He shall teach you all things and bring all things to remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Whatsoever I have said unto you. Tonight, we need not to forget what God's done in our life. We was going to take the baby to the chiropractor. And man, several people's told us that. And well, we didn't know, you know. I got to praying that morning, patting him. And I said, Lord, what do we do with this baby? And He said, I done told you. I had people tell you what to do. I had people tell you what to do. Have you ever thought about that? You want God to give you a clear answer, and He's done gave it to you so many times it ain't even funny, and you know what to do. Why don't I do it? Because I'm soon to forget that He's God and He's on the throne. I don't know what you're going to go through the rest of this week. I don't have a clue, but I do know this. Don't you forget what God's done in your life. Don't you forget what God's done in your life. Don't you forget. And you know what? After I said that baby, I've been trying to, and to his mama, I've been like, you want me to get that baby? You want me to hold that baby? You want me to? What are you trying to do, trying to make up? Y'all know? Come on, husbands, y'all know? All y'all ain't angels. Don't forget what God's done for you. 30 days in. 30 days? 30-something days in. I told my mama that today at the eating table. It wasn't pretty, was it? She said, he ever does that mess again, you call me. I don't care if it's 3 o'clock in the morning. And I'm coming up here and I'm taking that baby to my house. I may call her tonight and tell her, Mom. Hey, y'all know I like to have a good time. The word's true. Word's true. Don't you forget God. Life applications, what you're soon to forget, what you ask Him for. And you know when you ask Him for something, He knows you don't really need it. But you keep on and you keep on and you keep on and you keep on and you keep on. Not this baby. I'm talking about this areas in your life. And He says, no, you don't need it. But you go on and get it anyway. That's a lot of times why we suffer. We do. We suffer as people. And tonight He said, remember, I'm God, and I'm on the throne. Love y'all. Let's pray. Father, we love you, and we thank you for this night. Very many blessings. Lord, I thank you tonight that I'm not where I used to be. Not where I need to be, but not where I used to be. I thank you tonight that, Father, that when I'm soon to forget who you are and the Holy Ghost lives inside of me, that you send that comforter, Father, and he teaches me. Lord, even when I've just spoken under my breath and nobody knows it, he won't let me live it down. It don't have to come out to be a sin. Oh, no. Lord, tonight I pray that you bless this church. Watch over us. Lord, I ask you tonight that when we're soon to forget what you've done for us, that we'd be careful to get on our knees before you and get back to where you'd have us to be. Father, I love you and I thank you. Bless the ones that's here tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Get us, Brother Brent.